At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Now, every now and then a book comes along and you think to yourself, that's right up my street. And this one certainly is. It's Jennifer McCartney, The Joy of Doing Just Enough, The Secret Art of Being Lazy and Getting Away with It. Jennifer McCartney, good afternoon. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you, Dave.
Great to have you on. And you're there in California. Whereabouts in California are you?
Well, it's actually, it's my husband's cell phone. So it's the number's in LA, but I'm actually based in Brooklyn, New York.
Oh, right. I see what you're doing now. Yeah. That's very good. Yeah. Okay. So is he a California person and you're from the East Coast? How's that work?
We both live here. He just hasn't bothered to, change his number over, which is really in fitting with our whole attitude toward life, which is, don't go out of your way to do something if you don't have to.
Brilliant. Now, we do get a lot of people on this show, and they've got books out about how to get fit and healthy, how to eat the right foods, how to motivate yourself to get to be a better person and to get the. And after a while, I do enjoy those interviews, but after a while, I need an interview like this a little bit that kind of brings me back down to earth. So, what was the thinking behind the book?
Right. Well, yeah. I mean, we've all seen those books, and I'm sure we've all bought them. I've read a bunch of them. But you're right. Like, after a while, you just sort of get a bit bored with them. And then I also got to thinking, like, why do I have to improve myself? Why do I have to chase success? Why do I have to better myself? What's this all about? So this book, The Joy of Doing Just Enough, is really like an anti-lifestyle book.
Yep.
So it's all in good fun, but it also has what I think are, some good things to think about, like just the idea that we're obsessed with productivity, we're obsessed with improving ourselves. On social media, we're supposed to present this picture of perfection and success to the world. Mm. So we're sort of moving away from really being honest with ourselves about what we want. So acknowledging that is kind of exhausting. So this is about opting out of all of that.
I noticed on social media, I've got quite a few friends that love running, and I think I love running, but I don't actually. I like to think I do, but I don't. But I have a lot of friends who are serious runners, and they've done 7K this morning before 8 o'clock on their Facebook or on the Twitter account. And I'm like, not many people, I want to set up an app which counts how long you've been on the sofa. Let's show off about that, I reckon.
Yeah, it is. And, there are different types of people, too. And so, there are some people that do enjoy running, ultra marathons or whatever, and, where you sort of poop yourself halfway through. And that's, like, success for that person. But for a lot of us who don't have those urges, those sorts of people are looked up to. And the rest of us are sitting around going, like, well, does that mean that I'm not so great or that there's something wrong with me? There's studies that have been done that are actually, like, people that do less are actually happier, they're actually more productive. So there is this sort of false equivalency that just sort of constantly being in motion and overachieving are actually better or produce better results, and that's just not true. So
I should imagine what you're not saying then is, eat what you want when you want and don't exercise. I don't think you're saying that, are you?
Right. I mean, it's not just about we're not saying that, but we are, like, a little bit. I guess it's just sort of, like, have common sense. You know what I mean?
Yeah. You're kind of adjusting the balance here a little bit, aren't you? You're kind of, the pendulum's gone in one direction. You're kind of adjusting it a little bit, I suppose.
Yeah. And another example I give is one of my friends who's a new mom was telling me, oh, my God, I feel so guilty that I'm not making her baby food all the time. And I said, what do you mean? They sell it in jars. Why would you make it? And she said, oh, no, you can't. You have to make it yourself now. And I just thought, well, what the hell? I mean, we've come out through, you know, World War II and canned food and everything comes in tins and we've got microwaves now. And it's almost like we're regressing back where it's, you know, all of these conveniences that were designed to help us, we're now supposed to shun them. So it's, you're right, it's sort of correcting a balance.
On that one, that was something that came up in our house because we were seeing people who were, you know, who were showing off all the homemade food that they've got for their children. And we were feeling a bit guilty because we just bought something from the shelf. But we had a discussion about it, so we realised, you know what, years and years ago, and maybe some of these people on Facebook don't have to have two jobs, but we do have to have two jobs in order to keep surviving, you know, paying the bills.
Yep.
And so, you know, we're not to beat ourselves up about this. We work hard enough. For goodness sake, we won't feel guilty about every now and then letting them have something from the shelf in a tin.
Of course, for sure. Like, let them have hobnobs for dinner. You know, it's okay.
And I like your style, by the way. I think you kind of look at the fact that, you know, it's good sometimes just to have a bit of a Netflix night and just to chill out and not do much and actually just have time to yourself. And we have to do that. Kids are in bed, Netflix is on.
Yeah.
And that's what we do.
Nice.
Yeah. So you
Yeah, and that's...
Mm-hmm. Go on, carry on. I'm listening. I'm just enjoying this.
I mean, that's another thing that I talk about, like, relationship-wise. Like, you know, you read these, like, men's magazines. It's like, how to please your lady or, like, you know, take a trip to Tenerife and, like, enjoy your relationship or whatever. And a lot of times, like, you just can't do that. And so you're thinking, well, like, I'm feeling a bit sort of, you know, like I'm not connecting with my partner or, like, we should be putting more effort into things. And really, like, Netflix on the couch is amazing and it's so great and there's so much to watch and enjoy together and you get like a little blanket and that's, you know, that's spending quality time together.
Yeah,
it's like
absolutely.
The just enough relationship method, you know? Like,
I mean, in all seriousness, we're not very good at switching off, are we? That's generally what's happening with our society at the moment. There's so many apps out there and there's so many YouTube videos about, you know, how to get to sleep and, you know, and all this sort of stuff, because we're just not able to turn off from it.
Yeah, I mean, it's a problem. I don't, you know, I don't have the solution. I guess it's just, you know, it's we're all under a lot of pressure to do a lot of things all the time, and that sucks, but, like, I guess it's just sort of up to us to buy and read my book so that you can have a little bit of relief and, like, let go of the guilt.
And do you look at practical ways in which we can kind of minimize the amount? Have you looked at ways in which you can minimize the amount of things you have to do?
Sure. I mean, there's sort of, I give some sort of broad suggestions. Like, there's, first of all, there's the idea that just sort of screw all of the mantras, you know, that these sort of self-help books are offering. Like, the answer really isn't there. The second thing is to just sort of be indifferent. So you will no longer care about your success because you'll just have opted out of society's pressure to be successful. And the third step, which I think speaks to your point, is really just acknowledging the idea that being busy is... I don't know if I can swear on your program. You know, being busy is nonsense, I'll say.
Yeah.
And, you know, we sort of glorify the idea of being busy. We've all got friends that are racing around. I mean, we do it too. And feeling, like, oh, I can't get together tonight. I've just got too much on.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's really taking a step back and being like, why am I busy? What's it for? Is it making anything better? Is there anything I can just, you know, quit outright that will just be a complete relief to me?
Mm.
So it's just sort of taking a look at your life and that sort of your little day-to-day level, like, do you need the 30-step skincare routine, or can you cut it back to 28?
I was thinking about doing that. Yeah, yeah.
Exactly. So.
I wonder also whether for you, like us, there are times when part of the year is very manic and you're doing lots of stuff, and then you schedule in times when you just have family holidays or you have time together, just switch off the phone for a few weeks. Or no, I mean, that never happens nowadays. People don't do that.
And I mean, especially Americans who don't get weeks of holidays, so it's even more foreign to us.
Yeah, you need to sort that out over there. We get a few days holiday here in Europe. Yeah.
It's marvelous.
I really like the style of your book. There's one final question to ask you, and that is, if the book becomes successful, is that kind of going against what you want?
No, it would be... That's very clever. But I do think, the book is about doing just enough where you feel okay.
Yeah.
So, like, if it's successful, great, but it's not, it's not about that.
Yeah.
You
mentioned also that 99% of people on this planet are pretty average, everybody's getting on with their own thing, and I think that's good in a way, because I think so many people want to be famous, and it's great that people say, I'm actually happy with my family, I'm happy with my life, I'm happy with what I have.
Exactly. There's a sort of a print that you can buy online that says, that's supposed to be inspirational. It says, you have the same number of hours in a day as Beyonce. And the idea is that means you're sort of meant to, get on with it. What are you doing? You've got, you can be just as successful as her. And it's like, well, what if it's okay that we're just all kind of, you've got your cats and your dog and your family and your little house. And that's okay.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people that make the world turn that are just, like I use the example of shepherds in my book. They're keeping England green.
Yeah, that's what we need.
So,
absolutely. Well, thank you for coming on. I feel more rested and laid back now having spoken to you, and I feel like I've got a reason to rest, and I'm going to go home and watch Netflix. So thanks for coming on.
Really, wonderful.
Thanks for your time. Really appreciate your time this afternoon. And Jennifer, wish you all the best with the book. It's called The Joy of Doing Just
Thanks
Enough.
Thanks so much.
The Secret Art of Being Lazy and Getting Away with It. It's available on our website on tre.radio. If you click on our bookshop banner on our website, you can order the book that way. Thank you, Jennifer. I'll let you go back to resting now, if you like.
Thanks, Dave. I'll have a nap.
Take care. See you soon. Bye-bye. Bye.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
You want your child to thrive and reach their full potential. K-12 can help them get there. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. This is not your typical homeschooling. With state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online, your child will learn at their speed, at home, with innovative, engaging technology. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.